Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Over the past decade, the rise of the internet has presented many legal questions, many of which remain unsettled. Robert Heverly, assistant professor of law at Albany Law School, examines the legal implications of creating a kill switch capable of disabling the internet across large geographic areas.
We are all connected to the internet, with our phones, with our computers, with our televisions, with our cars. We buy, sell, read, write, navigate, and learn on the internet. It has become an integral part of the word economy. But what is this thing that is so important to our lives today? What is the internet? The answer depends on your perspective. In 1996, in the early days of the modern internet, John Perry Barlow claimed the new technology was the home of mind. This reflected an exceptionalist view. The internet was different, special. Scholars joined in, and the notion of cyberspace as place was born. Pushing back, others argued that there is no there, that the internet is just another communications medium, a series of interconnected computers. Senator Ted Stevens famously called the internet a series of tubes. Which is it, a special place or a technology? Maybe there is another choice, a third perspective. Let's start here. The internet is nothing without us, its users. The internet both is and represents our embodied, lived experience, and through our experience, we give it its shape, its substance. Our histories, our memories, our thoughts, and our expression fill and define it. In this way, Barlow was right. The internet is the home of mind. The internet is our collective mind. It grows and changes as we, collectively, grow and change. It is not a separate place or fully distinct from us. We are connected to it and embedded within it. Realizing this is important. It is important to how the internet continues to develop. It is important to deciding who has control on the internet. It is important to knowing what is happening on the internet. The internet is the place of mind, our mind. Who controls our mind controls us.
That was Robert Heverly of Albany Law School. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.